All right.
Good morning and welcome to the September 14, 2023 regular meeting of the Orange County Human Relations Commission. The agenda contains a brief general description of each item to be considered. Except as provided by law, no action shall be taken on any item not appearing on the agenda. Public participation is encouraged in person and via Zoom. Public comments will be accepted during the open forum portion of the meeting. If you are attending in person and wish to speak during open forum, please complete a speaker request form and turn it in to the clerk prior to the start of open forum. If you are participating via Zoom and would like to speak during open forum, please click the raise hand icon in Zoom or dial 9 when open forum is called. When you are called upon to make your comment, unmute yourself or dial 6, star 6. For those calling in, you will be called upon by your telephone number. Please state your name if you wish to identify yourself prior to speaking. Speakers will be given 3 minutes to speak, and the clerk will run the timer and announce when your time is up. Thank you for being here with us this morning. Open the first item.
Next, do you want me to call roll, or we don't have a quorum? We only have 5 people, but there's nothing to vote on today.
Oh, okay.
So that's good. But the next item then is opening quote reflection.
That's a delegate.
Mr. Duran.
Rabbi, do you have any words of wisdom to open us with this morning?
On the spot.
Oh, you're good, though.
On the spot. Well, the Jewish New Year begins tomorrow night, and spiritual renewal, you know, which I think the fall brings for all of us. As the leaves change, it kind of reminds us that we have an opportunity to change. And when the leaves fall, they nourish the soil beneath so that more growth can happen, which means that our experiences in our lives, as if they were leaves, are constantly informing us. And I think this commission, each and every year, learns more about itself and rejuvenates itself and comes out with a stronger and better mission. So it's in that spirit that this meeting and this next month should be one of growth for all of us.
Thank you. Beautiful promise.
How about that?
It sounded planned.
Write that down.
Did you feel it, right?
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
All right. Next
item number 3 is overview of monthly summary of commission activities.
Rabbi again.
Oh, reviewing this, the activities speak for themselves. I was kind of more interested, Norma, in the number of hate crimes just in the and incidents in the month of August. Are our numbers through the roof these days, or what?
Yes, they are. I mean, historically, I don't know that we've seen this amount of numbers come in
the last 3 months.
Yeah, in the last 3 months. And I think what I'd like to say is that, you know, we do have a new reporting system that we've been pushing through. And I do want to say, since we've done that, the numbers have increased in the number that we get.
Can you give us more detail on which the reporting system?
So that's the one that we launched last year for with 2110Z.
Different languages.
So there's different languages that people are able to access online. There's a call center that they're able to connect to for resources. So since we launched that, there has been a significant increase in what we get reported. Now, in the last 3 months, we have seen a rise. And I was going to talk about it after, but I think I can talk about it now. But our staff have been out in the community quite a lot in the past 3 months, going to do observations and support at different council meetings, especially school board meetings, the South Huntington Beach Community Task Force. I'm not sure if you all know, the Human Relations Task Force was disbanded a couple months back. So there's been a lot of activity, and especially in school board meetings, and a lot of that where we are present, there's a lot of what we're sharing around, there's ways that you're able to support or report and to get support. So I it is, if we're looking at this, let's see, there's been a lot of harassment and taunting. So when we look at that, it's mostly reports from maybe something that's happening at a school.
So I just want to be sure I understand something, because if so, it's a very good thing. Back in the day, most of our hate crime and incidents reports flowed through the police departments to us. Now, with this new reporting system of 211, it's coming from the public.
Yes, we did have we did have a reporting system, but it wasn't as robust as it is now. So I will have to admit that that investment is really paying off. Now for us, it's really just continuing to push, because we do know that whatever we see here is still underreported. And that's really what we're trying to push next week when we release our hate crime report on the 21st.
And those are the activities of the Orange County Human Relations Commission staff. Thanks.
Thank you. So next item is open forum, and I have not received any requests.
The next item.
Item four was continued to October 12th, 2023. So item five is commission staff reports, hate crime report, event release.
I mentioned next week is a big day. On Thursday, we are going to be releasing our 2022 hate activity data for the County of Orange. As of yesterday, we had about 96 people registered to attend. It's going to be in person. It's going to be at the Buena Park Community Center. And we're really excited. There's a very unique partnership that is forming right now between Groundswell and OC Register. OC Register's wanting to see if they could do a feature on the event and the report. So they're building something up. So when we do release the report, they'll release their feature story. But county has been great in sending out a PR piece that went out recently in 5 different languages, and then also helping us in getting the report, you know, looking good. And we will have a panel set up. Commissioner Wang is going to help us that day and do the moderating. So we're really excited. If you can join us, please join us. I will send the invite back so you can register, and please share. Yes.
Just because this has been an issue in the past, who's sponsoring the report, and how is it being indicated about who's sponsoring the report?
So the report is from the commission, and it's a county report. However, it is in the contract for Groundswell to staff
so
the
all
people.
Three of those.
So there is a unique partnership. So this year, as you all know, we had 2 commissioners be part of the committee that put the report together. And the county took its role in approving it before it gets released.
And will any of our supervisors be there?
I'm not sure. I did send out a couple invites. From the registration form, I haven't seen anybody sign up. I do have a Paulette Chafee, which I think is, Supervisor Chafee. So.
I mean, and maybe this has been done. As you said, you sent out emails, but this is the kind of thing where I think an invitation via phone to the chief of staff to tell their supervisor to be there, it's kind of our big moment, and it's probably a good thing to show them what the product of that which they fund is.
So, and as an FYI, the report itself has already been sent to the board offices, so they already have a copy of it, and they've already hopefully looked at it and seen it. So since we are, even though it's not here, I'm going to say it. next month, we're meeting in the community. And I actually had the very unique opportunity to be part of Access California's ribbon cutting ceremony last week. They have moved to a new location in Anaheim, which, gosh, the place is gorgeous. And they have offered their space for a meeting. So we will be meeting at the Access California location in Anaheim. I will send the details, but if you want to know, the address is 300 West Carl Karcher Way. And so they have enough space for us and for whoever wants to be part of the public. So that's where we will be meeting next month. The last thing, and just kind of to add to what I was saying earlier, not sure if you're following any of this, but our staff has been very, very much following the activity in Huntington Beach around the dissolving of the Human Relations Committee. If you know any of the history, this commission actually had part in putting and helping the HB put that committee together. It was a task force for many years, and we partnered in a lot of different things. Last year, they had the US Open there, and they invited us to highlight our Hate Hurts Us All campaign at that US Open. And so we've been working with members of the committee who are wanting to kind of do more around hate prevention. Some of them are coming to our hate prevention network meetings. So we're showing up in these places because we really want to have ears on the ground, mm-hmm. and kind of get a feel for what type of support do folks need. And similar to the school board meetings, and that has been in partnership with the LGBTQ community and around some of the anti-trans policies that have been discussed. So we're just showing up to observe. We're not making comments. We're not taking stances. It's really more about, is there a way for us to support in any way and as these conversations happen in the community? Which next month, our staff Helia is going to be holding a LGBTQ circle to talk about the data for the LGBTQ community, and then also how is it that the members of the community can come together and make change. There will be more around that. If you want to join or observe, you're welcome to. And that's all I have.
I was going to ask on the hate report, is that going to be live streamed or available to?
Okay, so it's not going to be live streamed. There's some challenges with that last time, and I was like, what we are going to do is we're going to record. So once it's recorded, we'll do some editing depending on, how comfortable people are in showing faces, et cetera. And then we'll post the video for people to see once the event is over. So people will be able to watch it if they can join us.
Great. Thanks, Norma. Anybody else have questions for Norma? Okay. And moving to the next item, please.
Item number 6, update from OC chiefs and sheriffs.
Thank you. Just something to discuss, I'm going to throw out there and highlight. We're bringing in different groups into our next meeting next month that will provide kind of a highlight of the different trainings that are available when it specifically deals with autism awareness. So how can patrol officers react and respond when responding to a house or a call for service that involves autism, whether it's a child or an adult? I think it's really important, so you talk about the types of trainings that are available for police officers and deputies when it comes to de-escalation. I think it's really important to highlight what we can do when it comes specifically to autism. So it is something that we are going to discuss and further with the chiefs next month and sheriff. I'm excited to bring that forward. It is definitely something that Irvine is bringing forward as kind of the awareness for the rest of the chiefs, and then hoping to expand on that. The other thing that I want to talk about is more Irvine, but I know other chiefs were in discussion as well, is there are certain types of trainings that are available that when you attend as part of it, there's a mandate to attend Museum of Tolerance. So for us, we thought it's why wait to go to those trainings and send one or two at a time when you can send your whole department. So later this year, November and December, Our department is going to be sending all our employees, all our full-time employees, moving on to the Museum of Tolerance. You know, for those that have been, myself included, it is very impactful. You look at the younger generation of police officers that are coming into the force and not having a good grasp or understanding of everything that's happened over the course of the last 100 years that have shaped our world. I think it's really important for them to attend these types of trainings and really get in touch with the challenges that we deal with on a day-to-day basis as police officers. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's a great idea, sending everyone. And also, I know that in the autism training, I love that because there's such a different approach to someone with autism than just, you know, there's so many different things that they can't tolerate. So it's good to have some awareness out there in the field. And I know that Fullerton is also starting to assigning social workers to go out in the field also with police officers. So it's good to see police force stepping up in those areas. It'll be really helpful. Okay, next
item. Item 7 is OCSD Interfaith Council update.
About a month ago, I think, we had a really wonderful turnout, about 60 people come to the Sheriff's Training Center across from the Honda Center, and they put us through live action opportunities. I had to pull somebody out of the car at gunpoint and de-escalate the situation, and nobody got shot, so I'm just happy about that. It wasn't a real gunpoint. The really important part of that kind of an experience, particularly for, you know, leaders in the community, is to understand what exactly happens to the police officer in those moments. I mean, this was all fake and phony, and my adrenaline was through the roof. Like, I was, like, pumped up, and just was a really eye-opening experience for all of us. The next event is, once a year, we try and do a half-day event. This will be on October 24th, and it's going to be, and we haven't done it in 5 or 6 years, a training for institutions, religious and otherwise, about how to prevent active threats that are happening in your building. And so getting the word out there is going to be really important. But also, it'll be the second annual Sandra Hutchins Interfaith Award that will be given. And I don't know if he knows yet, but I'll tell this group. Tom Thorkelson will be, and Tom is a great leader of the interfaith community and out of the LDS Church. And is well deserving of this. So we're looking forward to giving him that award. Don't tell him.
All right, thank you.
I know, he's making it public right now.
Public. Thank you, Rabbi. I just wanted to ask, the half-day event, that's with, did you say dealing with threats? Like if you're
Church, synagogue, mosque, but it's really beyond that. Also, if you're an office manager, if you're, you know, whatever position you're in, this will be relevant to everybody. And then the sheriff's department does a really nice job of having booths around too, of all the different services from 211 to mental health issues to whatever. There'll be 10 or 15 different county booths there. And really encourage everybody to come. And, you know, like in Irvine, we have a group that of religious leaders that get together under the police department. So I'll send it to Sergeant Gales, and we'll send it to everybody who will get the word out, because I think it'll be really meaningful. The last thing, why this committee is so important, and I've said it so many times, is you get to know your friends and colleagues in non-threatening times, so that when a threat comes, we already have the relationships built. That's what Sheriff Hutchins taught us all, is showing up is about 90% of it all.
So true. Thank you.
All
right. And next item, please.
Announcements from commissioners.
The fact that this has been kind of a somber week with us kind of going through the anniversary of 9/11, experiencing the anniversary, I guess. You know, it's good to see that people are still having memorial services, still reading the names, still making it so important that we don't forget and have that connection with what happened in our country 22 years ago. I just think, you know, we saw so much patriotism and so much of us coming together and our country just pulling for each other, and the flags came out and, you know, everyone was speaking to each other and the love came out. And then somehow we just inched away and backed away and backed away. And just, I just think it's so important that we remember that and try to remember that point in our lives and remember how important it is to keep those relationships going and keep that, you know, energy towards being there for each other, no matter what the race or the background or, you know, just bringing us together. It was just, you know, such a time that we all came together, and I hate seeing that the country is pulling away from that and it's so divided. And so just, you know, just wanted to remember that. There's the family in Fullerton, and I don't know if any of you have ever gone to it, that the husband is a firefighter, and the day, you know, a few days after the original attack, he started putting flags on his lawn. Well, now it's grown to a thing that he has a flag, excuse me, a mini flag with the name printed of each person who passed away in the attack. He has a cross for each police officer and firefighter with their name on it. I mean, it's phenomenal. He converts his whole lawn. He has a store picture board with all the pictures of the people who died, and he has a replica of the towers, and he has a fountain, and then he has boards of all the armed folks. People from the armed forces who responded for the attack. And it just reminds us that we're all in this together, and we just really have to stick together and you know, be there for each other. So it's hard to think about it, but it's just so important to think about it. Any other comments, announcements?
Maybe I'll just extend on that, mm-hmm. that I was actually reminded over the weekend that it takes one generation to forget. We were actually with some people who are working with some fire authority and other officials, and they mentioned the fact that some of their younger recruits, yes, they were born like pretty close to 9/11 or even after, and they have no connection to that. And so even the agency that I'm part of, like, we took some time this week to remind the parents that we work with and grandparents work with to talk about it with their kids. Like, where were you that day? I think everybody in this room, I remember clear as day what I was doing, you know? So it's a reminder of remembering, but also passing on that knowledge, you know, like what you had mentioned, you know, to go to the museum, and you can't just take one or two really to make that impact. It really involves all of us. So when it comes to 9/11, this week really was one of those reminders. Like, oh yeah, there is like a whole generation that they're very disconnected to that, you know. So, and I hope that we have to remember to pass on that knowledge.
Anyone else? Evan.
Well, actually, speaking of holidays, Mid-Autumn Festival is coming up. A lot of our Asian communities celebrate that. And in Irvine, they're going to be celebrating on Friday, the 29th of September. And then in Santa Ana, they're going to be hosting theirs on October 7th. Santa Ana one is pretty significant because that was born out of the apology that occurred last year when the city formally apologized for the burning down of Chinatown. So that was the inaugural mid-autumn last year. And this year, through advocacy again, not only are we celebrating mid-autumn in Santa Ana, but they increased the budget. And it's going to be moved to the bigger park in Centennial Park. That's the IT Park in Santa Ana. And then just a preview, through advocacy again, Santa Ana will also be officially celebrating Lunar New Year next year.
That's awesome. Nice.
Because they're in the general budget, it is now and forever.
Very cool. If there's nothing else, the meeting is officially adjourned.
Record time. 11:29.
Good.
Give me a 50.